ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we're from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 13, text number 16. Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness. Bahirantascha Bhutanam. Bahirantascha Bhutanam. Acharam charam eva cha. Acharam charam eva cha. Sukshmatvatara vigyayam. Sukshmatvatara vigyayam. Durastam chantike chatat. Durastam chantike chatat. Bahirantascha Bhutanam. Acharam charam eva cha. Sukshmavattara vigyayam. Durastam chantike chatat. Bahirantascha Bhutanam. Acharam charam eva cha. Sukshma vatada vigyayam. Durastam chantike chatat. Bahiram chascha bhutanam. Acharam charam eva cha. Sukshma vatada vigyayam. Durastam chantike chatat. Bahirantascha Bhutanam. Acharam charam eva cha. Sukshmatvatara vigyayam. Durastam chantike chatat. Bahiram chascha bhutanam. Eva cha. Sukshmat vatagna vigyayam. Durasam chantike chatat. Bahiram chascha bhutanam. Acharam charam eva cha. Sukshmat vatada vigyayam. Durastam chantike tada. Bahiram chascha bhutanam. Acharam charam eva cha. Sukshmat vatada vigyayam. Bahi, outside. Antaha, inside. Cha, also. Bhutanam, of all living entities. Acharam, not moving. Charam, moving. Eva, also. Cha, and. Sukshmatvat, on account of being subtle. Tat, that. Avigyayam, unknowable. Durastam, far away. Cha, also, antike, near, cha, and, tat, that. Translation. The supreme truth exists outside and inside of all living beings, the moving and the non-moving. Because he is subtle, he is beyond the power of the material senses to see or to know. Although far, far away, he is also near to all. In response, please. The supreme truth exists outside and inside of all living beings. The moving and the non-moving. Because he is subtle, he is beyond the power of the material senses to see or to know. Although far, far away, he is also near to all. Support by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the Vedic literature, we understand that Narayan, the Supreme Person, is residing both outside and inside of every living entity. He is present in both the spiritual and material worlds. Although he is far, far away, still he is near to us. These are the statements of the Vedic literature. Asino dam rajate sanyo yati sarvataha. Katha Upanishads 1:2:21. And because he is always engaged in transcendental bliss, we cannot understand how he is enjoying his full opulence. We cannot see or understand with these material senses. Therefore, in the Vedic language, it is said that to understand him, our material mind and senses cannot act. But one who has purified his mind and senses by practicing Krishna consciousness in devotional service can see him constantly. It is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita that the devotee who has developed love for the Supreme God can see him always without cessation. And it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 11:54 that he can be seen and understood only by devotional service. Bhaktya Twanyaya Sakhyaha. Om Aganti Mirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pesaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namaha. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Hastacha Vishita. So one thing here is that the Bhagavad Gita and all the Vedic literatures for that matter are meant to bring us to the understanding that what is the absolute truth. And in particular in Bhagavad Gita, in the very beginning, the second chapter, which is the real start to the Bhagavad Gita, then it establishes the position of Lord Krishna as Bhagavan. In other words, Bhagavan means the Supreme Lord, pulling six opulences. So this has to be established, what we are studying Bhagavad Gita. Why are we studying Bhagavad Gita? Or any other literature for that matter. Also in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Ardir Govinda Sarva Karna Karna. Krishna is the Supreme Controller. He has no origin, and he's a source of all other living entities and everything that exists. And then again in the emperor verse of the Bhagavatam, Ete Chamsha Kalapumsha, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Injari Vyokalam Lokam Ridayanti Yuge Yuge. So all incarnations of the Lord are subservient. Everything, in fact, is subservient to the Ishvara or Krishna. Krishna is a supreme person. So this Bhagavad Gita is first six chapters of explaining about how we can achieve the supreme by the process of work, karma yoga. And the middle six chapters are then explaining about that what we are trying to obtain, our Supreme Lord, the nature, his nature. And then the final six chapters, of which is the first chapter, 13th chapter, is Jnana. How we can obtain to devotional service by Jnana. So it goes into detail about our position in this world, which is what's happening in this particular chapter. Here are six subjects: Ishvara, Prakriti, Kshetra, Kshetrajna, knowledge, and Gyan, the object of knowledge. Gyan and Gyan. So here we're dealing with Gyan, or the object of knowledge. And there are two objects of knowledge: one is the individual soul, and one is the supreme soul, the super soul. So in the first, this is in section 13 to 18 of this 13th chapter. So in the first verse it deals with the individual soul, and then for the 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 it deals with the supreme soul, or the Paramatma. So we are dealing with that now. But how can we understand the nature of the Supreme? Learned transcendentalists explain that this is in three features. Vedanti tat, tatva vidas, tatva nyajganam advayam. Brahmati paramatmati bhagavatam iti shabdite. So we can liken the trying to understand the absolute truth like the sun. The sun planet is millions of miles away, 93 million miles away. How can we possibly understand what's on the sun? We have some little understanding about the sunshine, about our own nature, Brahman. But about the sun planet, the scientists don't even try to approach it. They realize it's not possible. At least there's that much intelligence. But what to speak of how the sun planet is working? This is materially. Then spiritually we have the so the sun is Ekadesha Sistayagya Jatsta Nistanitata Varashya Brahmana Shaktis Tatedam Akilam Jagat. So just as the sun spreads its light everywhere from one point, so we can liken the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sending his energies everywhere from one position. And so in the Brahma Samhita, Pantastrakoti Satavatsara Sampragamyo Vayara Tapi Manasamani Pungavanam So Pyastriyat Papara Simya Vachintya Tatve Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaha Rajami. So even the yogis, they are drilling the respiration, they're working hard to try and get a glimpse of this super soul, to approach the Lord's feet. And even working harder are the jnanis, you know, millions of births, just to try and understand what is not the supreme. So it's not an easy task. But the example of the sun again. Brahma Samhita Yad Chakshu Esh Savita Sakala Graham Raja Samasta Suramurti Asejatanja Yashagnaya Brahmita Samvita Kala Chakra Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So the sun is full of Asejatanja, it's full of power and brilliance. It's the king of all planets. Why is it the king? Because without the sun, there's no life in this universe. Important point that, so to understand the real nature of the sun, that it's rotating through the universe at, I think it's 16 million miles or 16,000 miles a second. That's very fast. And everything in this universe, as a result of that effulgence of the sun, is working perfectly. Naturalists are amazed in nature how things reproduce themselves. They come each season. So many variations. So how can we say that the source of all this is not actually intelligent? It's just happening by chance. Actually, this is the case. Maya dakshena prakriti suite sachana hatya hetanane kantaya jagat viparivarsase. I am the source of all. Everything's created by the Supreme Lord. It exists for some time, it's annihilated by Lord. So this is a situation, how we can start to approach the Supreme. That the Supreme is a person just from material observation. There was Isaac Newton. He was a scientist. He was intelligent. He had two sides to his workroom, to his office. One side was his laboratory, and the other side was an altar. So he was a scientist different from the ones we generally see now. And one day all his friends came to see him, and they were amazed when they walked through the door. There was a big, elaborate model of the universe. It took many, many, many weeks to make this model, working very elaborately. And they all exclaimed, "Who's made that?" And he said, "Nothing. Nobody. It just appeared." So similarly, this material universe, does it just appear? He gave that example that to make that, they were amazed at this little model, but they understood it doesn't create itself. Okay, so here we're dealing with the object of knowledge, game, or the super soul. We've dealt with knowledge in verses 8 to 12, and it started with Amanit Bam Adambit Bam Ahimsa Shanti Ajram Acharya Parsanam Socham Steram Atma Vinigraha. Then it comes to the point of Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukha Dosa Anudasanam. These items of knowledge are all pointing us towards the Supreme, about the goal of life. But in particular, Prabhupada explains in that purport that milestones in our spiritual life is to understand this part. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukha Dosa Anudasanam. That this material world is a place of suffering. To actually accept that and understand that properly. Because then one can look into this subject matter with enthusiasm. What is this subject? It's described in the Vedanta Sutra, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. To inquire into the nature of life, the nature of existence, where everything is coming from. And to be enthusiastic, usually we have to suffer. We learn by the school of hard knocks. We don't usually learn by hearing. So this Dukkha Dosana Darsanam is very important. Even for devotees, what to speak of a materialistic person. As soon as we become a little bit well situated in devotional service, then we get comfortable. But that's not the point. It's we're enjoying the situation. We have to be very, very attentive to this world is actually a place of suffering. Then we can become enthusiastic. What's that enthusiasm? Jignasu Shreyam Uttama. Obtain knowledge about Shreya, the supreme goal of life. Everybody's interested in prayers. But Shreya means the ultimate goal. Jignasu Shreya Uttama. Uttama. This world is a place of tama, a place of ignorance, a place of suffering, darkness. But ut means above. Shreya Uttam, inquiring to that was above this. This is the whole point. What's that verse? Tamasima Jyoti of Gama. Don't stay in darkness, but approach that light, Jyoti of Gama. In other words, light means knowledge. Approach knowledge. This is intelligence. So, what is that world beyond this? Parastasmat bhavanyo vyakto vyaktat sanatana. Yasa sarvishu bhuteshu natsatsu na vinashyati. There's another world beyond this darkness. When all this world is finished, that part remains as it is, that eternal world, full of light and effulgence, full of bliss. So, parastasmat, how do we understand that? Do we understand it by our perception? We gave the example of the sun. We can't possibly understand it by perception. This is a scientist, material scientist. Can we understand it by hypothesizing? Well, it could be like this, it could be like that. Is that possible? That's not possible. Is it possible by handing down information, what they call it, family tradition? Or this is, to some degree, this is helpful, father to son. Actually, that reminds me. I know a friend. He had. He was very inquisitive, and he used this method of inquiry. He inquired from his father, and he went to his father many times. He said, "Dad, what is this? What's the purpose behind? Where does everything come from?" And his father would say, he would put his paper down and look at his son. He'd say, "I don't know, son." He says, "I'm sorry." So his son went away. Then a little later, his son would come and ask another question. "Dad, why do people suffer in this world?" And his dad would look at him again and say, "You know, I don't know, son." So his son would go away. And he'd come back and ask another question. And his father would look at him and say, "I don't know, son. Why don't you go and ask your mother?" So, eventually, he came back the fourth time and he said, "Dad," he said, "Yes, son." He said, "I hope you don't mind me asking you all these questions." And his father said, "Of course not, son. If you never ask, you'll never learn." So this is the position. At least his father was honest. Most people in this world, they're speculating so much, giving so much wrong information. He said, like the jewel on a cobra's head. Cobra is dangerous. Ignorance is dangerous. But if a cobra has a jewel on it, some fool may think, "Oh, this is very valuable." Well, what does that mean? He tries to approach it immediately, death. So this modern educational system is propounding so much, but it's worse than ignorance. It's actually increasing people's ignorance. So we should approach proper sources. And this is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the proper source. So this verse, we can come to the verse a little bit. Bahir antash chabutanam. So this means that the Supreme is both inside and outside of everything. Yes, in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita it says, Vistabhyam idam krishnam. Vistabhyam idam krishnam ekam stena stito jagat. In other words, the Supreme Personality of God is pervading everything, internally and externally. So how can we not see him? How is it this verse is saying we can't see him? We can give to try and see him, we can understand from that the Lord's energies are everywhere. What's that verse? Bhumir apa nalo vayo. Kama mane buri evacha. Ahankar ityame. Bina prakti astaha. Bina prakti. External and also internal. External is the five gross elements which we can see: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind. And then internally is the mind intelligence. And inside also is the superior nature, the soul. Different energies of the Lord. But How can we understand these different energies? That the Lord is inside and outside. We cannot understand it with faulty senses or contaminated senses. Atasi Krishnanamani Nadavetramindriya. The senses have to be purified. And then we can start to see inside and outside Krishna. So Lord Rishabhadev gives a clue to how we find Krishna inside. Where do we start? Nayam deho deha ninam kiloke kastankaram arati vidbhujante tapodivyam putraka yena sattvam sujadyasnat karma shokyam tvanantam. So he's telling his sons, this is real father-son relationship. Don't work hard like hasses, cats and dogs. Dogs and hogs, he says. They eat stool. Is that all we're here for? He said, no, we should perform tapasya, penance. And then we can start to purify the senses. And then we can understand the Supreme. And when we understand the Supreme, he says, then this temporary material happiness, happiness and distress is dissipated. And we experience a happiness which is ever, never ending. So this is real, father. And one of his sons really took it to heart. Bharat Maharaj, at 24 years old, can you imagine, he was in charge of the whole earth planet. And he just gave it up like walking away from the toilet, it's explained. Obviously later there was some problem, but this is all for our benefit, so we can understand that we cannot linger in devotional service. We cannot rest on our laurels. But we have to be very attentive to making progress. And Bharat Maharaj is an example for us. So generally people are not interested in this austerity. They're what they call duskriti. Now they have merit, but duskriti. Kriti means merit. Duskriti means that merit is misdirected. They're engaging their merit in creating so many things. With computer, it's amazing how it works. People can't do without them anymore. As soon as the computer breaks down, then they're finished. This is the situation. But the point is, we can use them properly. A duskriti can become a sukriti. Just by adding that one before all these noughts of material duskriti. One is to aim for that which is within and without Krishna. And then everything becomes sukriti. This is the point. So human life is meant for tapasya. I remember before I came to the movement, I had some little realization. Like this Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. Dukha Dosana Dasana. I was one day at work, suffering. And I just thought, wouldn't it be nice if I could actually, I'm putting so much, I'm eating at least 8 hours a day, just so that I can enjoy a few hours. So what's it all about? Wouldn't it be nice if I could do something for these 8 hours and put enough effort into it that I could actually make some progress and be happy in life? I didn't know about devotional service. That was farthest from my mind. But this realization came that there, people are getting these realizations. People do want to understand devotional service. So it's the devotee's business to become fixed up in this philosophy so that we can give it to others. Anyway, avoiding the point a little bit, but we were saying, Bahiran Tas Tabutanam, inside and outside of all living entities. There's a nice phrase in the Shastras. Ararito yadi hari tapasya tatakim. Nararito yadi hari tapasya tatakim. So ararito means, what does ararito mean? Worship. Ararito. So if by our worship we don't understand Krishna, what is the point of that worship? and Narādito. And if we do not worship, and if we understand Krishna, then there's no need for worship. Obviously we do worship Krishna, even when we understand Krishna. But in other words, the goal is to understand Krishna. Otherwise everything is actually a waste of time. And then we can add this first line to this particular verse. It says, Antar Bahir Yadi Hari Tapasya Tatakim Na Antir Yadi Bahir Yadi Hari Tapasya Tatakim. Unless our activities bring us to see Krishna inside and out, then they're a waste of time. And if we can see Krishna inside and out, what's the point in living and acting in this world? At least without devotional service. It's a waste of... Shrama eva e kevalam. This is from Bhagavatam. Shrama eva e kevalam. Dharma svanishtita pumsa visvakshena kataruchi. Sian mahapse vaya vipra... What is it now? Nod payarik yadiratim. Shrama eva e kevalam. Shrama eva e kevalam. Vishvakshena Katarushi. So how do we understand Vishvakshena Katar? Vishvakshena means Krishna. Obtaining ruchi for this Vishvakshena Katar, or information about Krishna, knowledge about Krishna. Then we can understand what is within and without. but people are less intelligent. This is the point. What's that verse from the... First chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. Prayena alpayusa shabya. Kalu vasmin yuge ganam. Manda manda sumate amanda bhagya hyupadrutaha. That people are, in this age of Kali, they don't live very long. It's a quarrelsome age. They're lazy. They're unfortunate. What's the rest of it? They are always disturbed. So this is a difficulty. In other words, they have no taste as a result of the situation that we're living in. Kaliya dosha nide rajam yasya ekam hanga kirtanateva krishnasya. This is the answer. Krishna katha, or chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. And Prabhupada actually said at one point, he said, our taste or our advancement in spiritual life, our opposition in spiritual life, can be analysed by what? How can it be analysed?
A lack of attraction to material nature.
By attraction to?
Lack of attraction to material nature.
Yeah, specifically he said the taste for chanting the holy name. If a taste for chanting the holy name is becoming prominent and increasing, then we can understand we are spiritually healthy. What example is that? Who can give an example from the Chaitanya Chaitanya? Haridas Thakur. When he was nearing the end of his life, he became so weak that he couldn't complete his rounds. And when Lord Chaitanya asked him what was the matter, he said, I'm unhealthy. He said, I'm not just physically unhealthy, I'm spiritually unhealthy. I cannot complete my rounds. So a nice example there that how determined he was to complete his fixed number of rounds. And I hear that also Bhakti Kirti Maharaj was similarly situated. He was still chanting his rounds in most difficult situations. Okay, so so we've dealt with Krishna within and without. The next point it makes is charam and acharam. There is in the, both the moving and the non-moving. And antarastam paramanu chayantarastam. Is in the smallest. Krishna is in the smallest atom and is situated everywhere externally. So. Next point is sukshmavat. Sukshmavat. On account of being subtle. Avigyam. Because he's so subtle, then he's unknowable. We cannot see Krishna. We cannot see the Super Soul. So how do we see the Super Soul? He describes this in the soul is so small that it's 1/10,000th part the tip of a hair. You can divide the tip of a hair, if you can see it, even under a microscope, by 100. A 100, then by 100 again, 10,000. It's impossible. But actually, Prabhupada actually says in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, one purport, I forget which, verse 25, he says that as far as a soul's existence is concerned, no one can establish his existence experimentally beyond the proof of Shruti, or Vedic wisdom. We have to accept this truth because there is no other source of understanding the existence of the soul. Although it is a fact by perception. Just like we can see it's bright, it's light, the sun's there. It may be cloudy, but we know that the sun's there. So we can see life in the body, we know the soul's there. We can perceive it, but we can't really prove it beyond that. So it has to be proven by Shastra. Last point. Durastam. The super soul is far away. And also Antike, which is very near also. Same point, Pantastakoti Satavatsara Sambragamyo. Vayaratapi, even the scientists, they travel Vayaratapi at the speed of the wind. Prabhupada describes this as like an aeroplane. They can make aeroplanes that go 3,000 miles an hour now, these rockets. But they cannot approach. And yet the soul is also very near at the same time. If we know the art, what is the art of approaching Pastram Pushpamta Palantayam? Krishna will come and take. It's like that, I forget what the particular devotee was. I heard the story the other day. But he was a young, his father asked him to make an offering for him. And so he started to make the offering, and he was looking at the offering and there was nothing happening. He said the prayers and everything. And then he started really petitioning the Lord and crying from his heart that he should eat the offering. He'd made it specially for him. So then Krishna came off the altar and started eating the offering. And when his father asked him for the remnants, he said, no, Krishna's eaten them. But he didn't believe him at first anyway. So yeah, Krishna can be very near. This is the pattern, pushpam palimta. There's a process. Hearing, offering our food, like that. A devotional process. So it's not just by studying the Vedas alone. What's that verse? Advaitam achutam anadiyan antarupam ajyam purana purusham navayoganam cha vedeshu durlabham. He's difficult to understand by Shastra. How is that? We're just trying to say that he can be understood from Bhagavad Gita. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. By devotion, adurlabham, he becomes easy to understand. So we hear, this process is to hear from Krishna's devotees, and then we can understand what's within and without, what's far away and what's very near, like this. Actually, Bhakti Chiru Maharaj was inquiring on this point from Srila Prabhupada about the super soul in the heart. And Srila Prabhupada says to Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, says, you don't have to worry about that. It's not the super soul in your heart, it's Radha and Krishna. So depending on our attitude of trying to approach the Lord by taking instruction and applying it nicely, then Krishna reciprocates. Yeyata mamsprabhajante tamsate radajamyam mamavatmana vartante manushya partha sarvasya. As we surrender, then Krishna reveals. So in devotional service, the tendency is that we hit a flat spot. We go very fast, we rise very fast, and then we sort of, we sort of flatten out if we're not careful. So that's the point when we have to really take shelter of the process. And then we can start to make progress again. So it's all dependent on Rupa Goswami said in the beginning, we talked about austerity, sense control. This is in the nectar of instruction. Become a Goswami. When we control the senses, we can fix them on the goal of life. We can fix them on Krishna. But then at the end, he makes one very important point. It's all dependent on what? What's that word he uses? It's dependent on the devotee's attitude. Because that's what Krishna reciprocates in. Even Lord Nityananda, he was opening or breaking out the storehouse of love of God, and he was asked the price, and he said, it's your sincere desire to have it, it's your attitude. So Krishna can only be understood by bhakti. Bhaktiya tvanyanya sakya aham eva vido arjuna gyatam drashtam cha tatvena praveshtam cha parantapa. Okay, so the one point here it makes, one last point, he is always engaged in transcendental bliss. We cannot understand how he has enjoyed his full opulence. We cannot see how or understand with these material senses. So in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can get an inclination or an understanding of the different levels of surrender of different living entities and how they can understand different Krishna to some degree. We can understand, but it says we cannot understand him. But we can start to understand depending on our attitude towards the Lord. When Lord Krishna and Balaram entered the wrestling arena, they were seen in different ways by different personalities according to their attitude towards the Lord. What did the wrestlers see? They were mad. They wanted to kill him. And then there's a picture of Krishna. I don't know, and he's got muscles out here. This is how they saw him. He looked very powerful and fearful. But actually his body is described as being very tender limbs. He was 11 years old at that time. But they saw him like death personified. As they surrendered to me, I reward them accordingly. And then the general mass of people saw him, I forget how they saw him actually. Universal form, in a universal way. Yeah. And then what was the other day? Was the, anybody remember anymore? Oh, the inhabitants of Mathura saw him as the best of males, all the women there, the best of males. And Nanda and Yashoda, they saw him as their dear little son. Vasudeva and Devaki, the same. Completely different vision. So, somehow or other, we have to develop that proper attitude. That attitude comes from working for Krishna. Working for Krishna, hearing about Krishna, doing everything with full endeavour to purify ourselves inside and outside. And then the taste for devotional service remains and enthuses us. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnana mukta sangha sujayate. Then this passion and ignorance goes away. Evam prasanna, the devotional service becomes enlivening to the self. That's what we're looking for, this higher taste. because that will be the thing that sustains us. So we can stop there. We've got 5 minutes left. If anybody has any questions. So what was the question?
So it's not a question, oh. It's just a comment. The evidence that the soul is there is consciousness.
Yeah. The sun's there because there's light. Consciousness is there, so the soul's there. But we still cannot see the soul. We can see the effects of the soul. And that's why it says in the second chapter that we cannot really understand it beyond the bounds of the Shastras. We have to accept Shastra. Prabhupada placed very great emphasis on Shastra.
And then if you believe that, one of the times that Prabhupada was asked for a definition of what it means to be humble, Prabhupada said, just understand that you are 1/10,000 tip.
That's it, yeah, right. Although we are, it's the most difficult thing to understand, personally speaking. If we can remember that, then we're all right. Okay, Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.